God doesn't pass this responsibility onto youth pastors, church leadership, school teachers, community programs, or coaches. He tells fathers to teach their children his law.
Welcome to Ministry Monday on the brand new Andrew Paul Cannon podcast, where we consider issues in ministry, exposition, and theology. I want to thank you for joining me. And before you forget, hit that subscribe button. No, I don't care if you follow me, but I hope to offer something here that will benefit you in your ministry, church, and walk with Christ. Be sure to check out andrewpaulcannon.blog for expository material. If you have any questions or thoughts during this episode or at any time, be sure to send those in. I'm no expert, just a man with thoughts. You don't have to agree with me, but I hope we are sharpening one another like iron sharpens iron. Let's dig in.
When you hear family worship, you probably think of a set time you might gather your family together to sing a song, hear a Bible lesson, and basically have mini church. That can be intimidating, especially if you don't have much musical ability or have never preached. Well, I have some good news for you. Scripture doesn't paint that sort of picture of family worship. It does tell us men have the responsibility to lead their families in the things of God. We are to teach our children the law of God, and we are to teach our children self-discipline. According to God's instruction, this is what I mean when I talk about family worship. And I want to look at the biblical precepts today. 1, men have the responsibility to lead their families in the things of God. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 33, we read, "Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loves the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. So husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies, and he who loves his own wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife, even as himself. And the wife must see to it that she respects her husband. Wives are to submit to their husbands. Husbands are to love their wives like Christ loved the church, sacrificing himself for her and washing her with the word of God." Every married Christian man bears the explicit responsibility to daily die to himself for his wife's good and continuously speak the life of Scripture over her. This is what our pastors do for the church. We are all trying to live like Jesus. Every man is the head of his household like Jesus is the head of the church. He is the pastor of his home. And when men neglect their God-given role in the home, the family suffers, which leads to the suffering of the church and country. Men, don't falter now. Your home is a greater responsibility than your worldly job and even your ministry at church. Prioritize well, be a good king. Now, two, we are to teach our children the law of God. In Ephesians 6, 1 through 4, we see, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6 echoes Deuteronomy 6, where the household heads were instructed to teach their children God's law. Paul applies Deuteronomy 6 to all Christian fathers. Yes, fathers explicitly. God doesn't pass this responsibility onto youth pastors, church leadership, school teachers, community programs, or coaches. He tells fathers to teach their children his law. This is the best way we will either listen to God or not, and we teach without exasperating our children. Three, we are to teach our children the discipline of God according to God's instruction. And merely teaching God's law isn't enough. We also bring them up in the discipline of the Lord. I don't think Paul was talking about a system of punishment or reward based on children's performance. I think he is literally talking about teaching our children to be wise, not simply giving them a list of rules to check, but showing them how to discern for themselves and make wise decisions. God doesn't always punish us. He does always use our sin to teach us how to be more prudent in life. That's what makes him a good father. We strive to be like him. Sometimes that requires disciplinary measures. We don't want to be guilty of sparing the rod, but whatever we don't do simply because we are reacting. We don't want to be guilty of trying to beat our children into submission. Everything is intentional for the purpose of teaching. Fathers alone bear this biblical responsibility. Now, the Bible does not provide a format for us to follow. Deuteronomy chapter 6 even suggests that we should be doing these things as we go about our days. So the man of every household has the freedom to do family worship in a way that best suits his family in the current season, so long as we aren't neglecting our God-given responsibilities as men on this earth.
I want to thank you for joining me. And before you forget, hit that subscribe button. And be sure to check out andrewpaulcannon.blog for expository material,